The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. We gather here this morning to give thanks for the life of Dorothy Elizabeth Bell, and to commend her into the hands of our Heavenly Father, trusting not our merits, but the merits of Jesus Christ, our Savior, who died for us and rose again, that whether we die or live, we are His. When our Lord came to the grave of his dear friend Lazarus, the brother of Mary and Martha, we are told that Jesus wept. Jesus wept. Because although the Lord Jesus is true God, one with the Father through all eternity, truly God, truly Lord, in taking on our human nature in the womb of his mother, the Virgin Mary, he became truly what we are, flesh of our flesh and blood of our blood. He was subject to all the trials and temptations that we as human beings endure. And he endured also this sadness, the death of his friend Lazarus. Jesus wept. In writing to the church at Thessalonica, St. Paul said, "I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, of them that are fallen asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others who have no hope." That ye sorrow not, even as others that have no hope. We have to pay close attention to those words, because Paul is not saying that we should not sorrow. He says we should not sorrow as those that have no hope. The Lord Jesus wept at the grave of Lazarus. The Apostle Paul does not forbid sorrow. And so we here today are also sorrowful. We mourn the loss of a mother, a grandmother, a great-grandmother, a great-great-grandmother, someone who has been very dear to all of you and dear to this congregation of our Savior Church. And so we do mourn. We mourn the loss of our dear sister in Christ, Dorothy Bell. But we don't sorrow as those who have no hope. Our sadness is really for ourselves. Because, you see, ours is the loss, but hers is the gain. Ours is the loss, and it hurts, and we sorrow, and we weep. But hers is the gain. Remembering the words again of St. Paul when he says, "I have a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better, far better. And so on January the 28th, the Savior Dorothy had loved and served and trusted all her days, came and took her to that better life, the life in the nearer presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For her, all earthly pain, all earthly tribulation, all sin has come to an end. And cleansed in the precious blood of Jesus, who in baptism made Dorothy his, she now stands before the throne of God with those who serve God day and night in his temple and worship the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne, who leads them all to living waters and who wipes away all tears from their eyes. Dorothy now is in that better place where there is no sorrow nor crying, but the fullness of joy with all God's saints. And so we give thanks for her life and her love, and we leave her safely in the hands of Jesus. And we can trust those hands because they bear the marks of the nails, the marks of his love, for you, for me, for Dorothy, for all the redeemed. We then remain here in this world, and we continue our earthly journey. It is a truism to say that none of us knows what our own earthly journey will bring, what joy, what sorrow, what triumphs, what defeats, what perplexity and confusion. As we look forward to the rest of our journey, all of this is a part of it. But like Dorothy, who now rests in the nearer presence of her Savior, we continue this journey together with Jesus, faithful in prayer, hearing his holy word which convicts us of sin and promises us the forgiveness of sin alone through his merits. As we say in the old hymn, Jesus, thy blood and righteousness, my jewels are, my glorious dress. In these before my God I'll stand when I shall reach the heavenly land. And this beautiful white pall, which covers Dorothy's earthly remains, reminds us that she is clothed in Jesus' perfect righteousness, his merits, his blood. And the large candle burning near her remains is the Easter candle, which burns in the church all through the Easter season to remind us of the risen Lord, who is the resurrection and the life and the repose of all the holy dead. So, my dear friends, I urge you to follow Dorothy's example of love for the Savior, and of love for all the people that God placed into her life. Here at our Savior, we shall miss her, but we can thankfully now entrust her to Jesus, the Lord who came into this world, who lived and died and rose again, and who, in whose resurrection we have the glorious certainty of the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.